Today in the book of Acts 28.
如果你是说中文的话呢，请你打开圣经，跟着英文的牧师一块来念。我就请 Moses 传道来念。
I'll be reading it in English. Acts chapter 28, verse 17 through 31. Verse 17. After 3 days, he called together the local leaders of the Jews, and when they had gathered, he said to them, Brothers, though I had done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers, yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans. When they had examined me, they wished to set me at liberty because there was no reason for the death penalty in my case. But because the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, though I had no charge to bring against my nation. For this reason, therefore, I have asked to see you and speak with you, since it is because of the hope of Israel that I'm wearing this chain. And they said to him, We have received no letters from Judea about you, and none of the brothers coming here has reported or spoken any evil about you. But we desire to hear from you what your views are, for with regard to this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against. When they had appointed a day for him, they came to him at his lodging in greater numbers. From morning till evening he expounded to them, testifying to the kingdom of God and trying to convince them about Jesus, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets. And some were convinced by what he said, but others disbelieved. And disagreeing among themselves, they departed after Paul had made one statement. The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet, Go to this people and say, You will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive. For these people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. Verse 28. Therefore let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen. He lived there 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance.
Amen. 这是上帝的话。
Amen. This is the word of God.
主日平安。
Peace be to you on the Lord's day.
当我们使徒行传要结束的时候，
When we come to the end of Acts,
你是来可以来思想教会的开始，新约教会的开始。
We have to think of the beginning of the New Testament church.
你甚至可以想我们这个特殊的教会的开始。
You can think of the start of this particular church.
因为每一间耶稣基督教会都有一个从无到有发展的过程。
Because for every church of Jesus Christ, there is a progress from nothing to something.
每一个教会都有一个谦卑的开拓时期。
And every church has a humble beginning.
比如说这个 OCCC, 1999年八家人开始。
So for example, OCCC started off with 8 families in 1999.
2004年的时候有一个部分时间的牧师，然后慢慢有两个部分时间的牧师。
And in 2004, we have a part-time pastor, and then we have 2 part-time pastors there.
还有两个部分时间的同工。
And then there's 2 part-time staff.
2007年的时候我们购堂。
And in 2007, we bought a place.
然后2009年我们加入长老会，有两位治理长老案例。
And in 2009, we joined the Presbyterian Church of America, 2 ruling elders were
ordained. 上帝继续在祝福这间教会。
And God continued to bless this church.
我们现在有一个全职的牧师，有一位全职的传道，将来也会被考核案例。
Now we have a full-time pastor and a person who's in preparing for that.
两位治理长老继续在侍奉。
And there's 2 ruling elders continuing to serve.
还有两三位正在浮出水面的长老。
And 2 and 3 other elder elects.
然后多位的执事在不断的训练，参与整个的怜悯的施工。
And there are many deacons who are serving in the ministry of mercy.
也感受到当联合主日的时候，我们几百号人是坐满了。
And in this combined service, we have several hundreds over here.
你可以知道教会发展到某种可观的程度。
You know that when the church has developed to a certain stage,
是上帝的恩典。
It is the grace of God.
是 Word Himself growing.
是神的话自己使教会成长。
这教会不光在这里侍奉，这个教会还与其他佛州世界各地的华人连接。
And not just the church here, but the church in Florida and other places on the earth.
比方说，我们跟南佛州的圣经华人教会、Daytona 的这个磐石华人教会、墨尔本的华人宣道会都有很多的来往。
So for example, we have interactions with the churches in South Florida, in Melbourne, and Daytona.
我们也支持我们的 CETS, 不光在我们教会，也在 中国大陆和北美侍奉。
And we're supporting CETS not just in China but also in North America as well.
换句话说，我们的存在不光是为我们自己。
So our existence is not just for ourselves.
但是我们也会意识到一间教会在它发展过程中有一定自己的挑战。
But we see that a church will face its own challenges in its progress.
有它的瓶颈。
They have its own plateau.
究竟什么样的瓶颈，我一定不太知道。
So what kind of bottleneck, I don't know.
但是有一个秘诀，我觉得在《使徒行传》会向我们说明。
But I think there is a secret that we can see here from Acts.
我深信就是在于我们的教会和个人敢胆不敢把我们的目标。
And I believe that church, in accordance with our own purposes,
跟上帝给人类设计的终极的目标紧密的相连。
Whether or not we align our purposes with the purposes of God, that's a key thing in church development.
当我们第二遍在走过《使徒行传》的话，我深信这是《使徒行传》给我们的强烈的信息。
And as we go through Acts, I think that this is a message that Acts speaks to us.
如果很快的回顾，你看到当主耶稣基督来到地上开始传道的时候
，If you think when Jesus Christ comes onto the earth to preach the gospel,
然后到他升天之前的最重要的教训
，And before he ascended to heaven, the most important teaching that he had.
那个核心目标只有一个
There is only one key core.
天国近了，人悔改。
The heaven of, kingdom of heaven is near. Repent.
使徒行传一章三节说，他复活以后向人显现四十天之久，传讲上帝的国。
And in his resurrection, in the first chapter of Acts, he's preaching the kingdom of God.
换句话说，他是为此生、为此死、为此复活，也要为此再来。
And so he is alive for that purpose, died for that purpose, and he's coming again.
这个世界属于他。
And this world belongs to him.
因此，上帝的国度在主耶稣基督的心目中占有绝对重要的地位。
So the kingdom of God is a very important position in the heart of Jesus.
到了第八节第一章的时候，他会勾勒出圣灵使用这个众使徒。
In chapter 1, verse 8, and he says that the Holy Spirit will use all the apostles.
从彼得、约翰、保罗。
From Peter, James, and Paul.
把上帝国度的福音从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极。
So that the gospel will spread from Jerusalem to all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. When we come to the end today in chapter
28,
we know that Paul is a prisoner coming to the ends of the earth.
刚刚我们念的时候，我不知道你的心有没有说，他在软禁中竟然在这个罗马帝国的心脏传讲上帝的国的时候。没有拦阻
and there is no hindrance as he is house arrest preaching the gospel of God.
Are you wondering?
你有没有在思想？
我上个星期我跟师母一块到一个三四百人的一个美国的 PC 教会，在休斯顿去带领他们的三天的聚会。
Last week I was in Houston in a 300-400 PCA church in Houston to lead them for a three-day.
一般人认为美国教会不太行，但是发现他们竟然宣道的主日有七次的讲道。
And their missions a week have seven sermons. I was tired.
那当然，他们原先宣教的主题就是 unfinished tasks.
And their topic is unfinished tasks.
对，未尽重任。
Unfinished tasks.
宣讲上帝国、耶稣基督的人和事。
Proclaiming the kingdom of God, the work and person of Jesus.
我用圣道和圣灵在上帝在中国的工作来激励他们。
And I use the word and the spirit and the work of God in China to encourage them.
他们同样要来讲说，在 Hurricane 临到他们的时候。神的道如何使这个教会在社区中做见证，对我有很多的激励。
And they also testify how God has helped them during the time of hurricane, and I was encouraged.
其中这个教会的宣教策略是先是国外，然后是他们那个本地，最后是他们的教会。
And the mission vision is first all to the international communities, and then to other communities, and then to them.
对我是很大的一个翻转。
And it's a great inversion for me.
所以我也盼望弟兄姐妹，你会这样问一个这样的类似的一些问题。
So I hope the brothers and sisters will ask similar questions.
我自己在多大程度上相信耶稣基督国度的应许是真实
？And how much do I believe that the promise of the kingdom of God is true?
我是否相信圣灵和圣道超然的工作在我的日常生活中？激励我忠于上帝给我们的重任。
Do I believe in the supernatural work of the Spirit in my daily tasks?
我们对这些问题的回答。
Our answers to these questions.
我们的确信度和我们的执行力。
Our certainty and the way that we live them out.
教会重新塑造我们在地上的生活的方式。
It will shape how we live on this earth.
带来这个瓶颈的突破。
And it will bring us to this breakthrough from our bottleneck.
每一个研读《使徒行传》的人都可以得出一个结论。
And everyone who reads the book of Acts will come to this conclusion.
就是上帝国度临到这个地上持续的拓展的核心方式。
And that is the method that the kingdom of God comes upon this earth and it continues the expansion.
是透过他的儿子降生、受死、复活、升天，在天父右边掌权。
And his, the Son of God coming to this earth resurrected and now at the right hand of God.
不仅如此，他还赐下圣灵，完备的圣道。
And not only so, he gave us the Holy Spirit and His Word.
用这些方式给人类的仇敌，就是罪和死亡。
And through this, we can gain victory over death and sickness. 败
坏的世界和魔鬼。
And gain victory over the devil and this corrupted world.
就在这样的一个征战中，上帝的国在不断的发展。
And
in, this, 人心被夺回。
And in this war, the kingdom of God continued to expand, and the hearts of men are captured.
所以用今天的这个主题来说，我可以说，上帝国度的临到。是从物质的刀剑和话语的威力的这种交锋征战之后的一个结果。
And so from today's topic, we can see that from the material war to the word of God and the sword of God and this clashing between them.
当然，你现在可能没有信服。
Of course, you are not convinced now.
有一句话，如果纵观《使徒行传》
，But if you can see the book of Acts,
至少有六七处会讲到一件事。
There is the 6 to 7 places they will talk about one thing.
都是总结性的，在一些重要事件发生以后，它有一个总结。
And every time it's something important concluded, there is this conclusion.
比方说，在六章的七节会说这样的话。
So for example, in 6:7 it says this.
他说：“上帝的道就是上帝的话兴旺起来，门徒的人数增加。”
And in 6:7 it says the word of God continued to increase and the number of disciples multiplied.
如果换地名，有的时候在耶路撒冷，有的时候会在撒玛利亚，有的时候在其他的地方。然后不同的人加入教会。
And sometimes you see in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, other places, and people join the church.
The word of God growing and His people growing.
神的话继续的增长，他的使徒渐渐的加到教会当中。
不是没有困难，有内面的困难，有外面的困难。
There is all kinds of difficulties, internal and external.
但是路加非常喜乐的说，有一个结局，就是这个征战之后呢。
But Luke is very excited that every time this war concluded, the word of God increased and his people increased. So today I will preach from three perspectives.
什么叫神的国降临呢?
What is this kingdom coming?
是他的话语决定性的胜过刀剑的势力。
It is his word's power overcomes the sword's power decisively.
什么是愿你的国降临呢?
What is his kingdom come?
是他话语的威力继续的胜过刀剑的势力。
And his word's power overcomes the sword's power continuously.
什么是上帝的国降临呢?
And what is the kingdom coming?
是神的话语的威力最终要完全的胜过刀剑的势力。
And that his word's power will overcome the sword's power completely eventually.
这三点都归拢到一点，就是在全地要宣扬耶稣基督是主宰。
And all this we will unite to one point to say that the whole earth will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
永永远远
and his kingdom and dominion will be forever.
Okay, 我们展开来说哈。
Let's look at our first point.
你看到在这里头我想分享两点当你的国决定性的胜利胜过刀剑在哪里。
And we'll share two points here about the word's power overcomes the sword's power decisively.
刀剑的势力真的是很强大但是不是教会争夺的焦点。
So though the sword are powerful, but it is not the church focus to grasp.
你从十七节一直到二十节的时候
，in verses 17 through 20，
保罗开始讲到他到这里犹太人首领中间，他并没有违背祖先的事，却是囚禁的，对吧？二十节。
And Paul says that as he come before the leaders of the Jew, he had done nothing against the people, but he was a prisoner.
然后被交到罗马人手里要审问。
Is delivered into the hands of Romans to stand on trial.
发现他没有该死的罪。
He realized that he has no sin that deserves death penalty.
他上告不是为了告犹太人，他只是要告说他是无罪的。
And he appealed not to judge the Jews, but he wants to prove his innocence.
所以二十节说得很清楚，说我受捆绑为以色列所盼望的那一位。
And so in verse 20 he says, it is because of the hope of Israel that I am wearing this chain.
然后记得这个张牧师在一个多月以前他讲到合乎圣经的政教关系的时候
and when I remember Pastor Zhang when he talked about the biblical way of the church and state
他用凯普尔的这个不同的 sphere 来讲这个关系
and he's talking about the different spheres of Abraham Kuiper
他说上帝统管天地万有然后立王废王他又是教会的元首
and he says that God is in charge of everything he raises up kings and others but he is also the head of the church
他是家庭的设立者保护者
He is the one who instituted and protects the family
经济的制供应者
and the provider of economy
但是在弥赛亚国度在地上建立拓展的时候上帝被把武力的刀剑给了地方的政府
But when the kingdom of God is expanding on this earth he gave this sword to the civil government
好和坏的他都给他们
And the good and the bad, he gave it to them.
他把宣讲解释和应用他话语的唯独给了教会。
And he gave this power to proclaim the word, he gave it to the church.
这中间当然有不同疆界的来往。
And of course, there's different interactions between the church and state.
中间记得他给了很多的例子。
And he gave many examples.
你注意到这里，保罗虽然没有违背旧约的律法，也没有违背罗马的法令，但是在耶路撒冷被囚。
But even though Paul has not go against the law of the Old Testament or even the Roman law, but he was delivered up as a prisoner.
多次受审，在罗马的刀剑下成为一个死囚。
And he's standing many trials and becoming a prisoner under the Roman government.
大家记得他经过海难，也结果被蛇咬，对吧？红军长老上讲了。
And he was through this shipwreck and was bitten by a snake.
换句话说，他身体的自由有非常大的缩小。
And so, in other words, he has very limited physical freedom.
死神是紧追不舍。
So the God of death is at his heels.
所以你可以体会到保罗自己在给罗马人写的罗马书第十三章所说的。
So you can imagine what Paul wrote to the Romans in Romans 13.
上帝把刀剑交给政府，不是空空的佩剑。
And that God has given this sword to the government not as an empty sword.
这个刀剑是强大的。
This sword is powerful.
影响到教会。
It influences the church.
比方说，我举一个例子，跟我们有关的，我们一个移民的教会。
We are an immigrant church.
当我们的川普总统开始大量的收缩移民政策的时候，对移民的家庭有影响，对移民的教会有影响，对不对？
So when President Trump limits the number of immigration, it will impact us as well.
当然你有绿卡就不太着急了。
Of course, if you have a green card, you're not too anxious.
大量的学生和要在美国生活的人，他们会着急。
But others who are living in the United States, they are anxious.
它影响你，佩剑影响你。
The sword influences you.
那当然，过去的一周大家都谈论中国的这个政策。
And of course, in the past week, we're talking about the things that happened in China.
中国要修宪了。
And so China.
任期，国家主席任期要不止两届了。
There's going to limit the terms that they have.
你注意到吗？
They take off the limit that the terms that they have.
在这个时候，军队都表态了。
Even then, now the military is expressing their opinion.
要为习主席保驾护航。
And they think that.
开中央委员会的时候，中央的这些代表投票都会小心。
And so even all the people in the constitution, they are very wary in voting.
刀剑不光是对外的，也会对内的。
And this sword, not just external, but towards the internal as well.
很有意思的是，有一个六十六岁的人大代表，北京人。
So a very interesting thing is that 66-year-old man.
挣扎之后，他公开的写信反对。
And after struggling, he wrote an open letter of refusal.
他说在北京开两会的时候，就人大和这个时候，他说他认为这是倒退，你们都要来投反对票。
He says that you ought to vote to oppose this remove of the term.
但是什么是他的盼望呢？
But what is his hope?
他说这是文革的悲剧可能再度的发生在中国，他为自己国家的盼望大声疾呼。
And so his hope is towards his own country because he don't want to see another cultural revolution.
但你注意保罗在这个时候第二十节，他对犹太人说出他被囚的理由，他的盼望吗？
But you see that in verse 20 when Paul says about his hope for him being a prisoner.
他说我受捆是为了以色列所盼望的那一位。
He says, it is because of the hope of Israel that I am unwearing this change.
你注意，路加要我们注意的是，保罗在强大的刀剑面前，他的关注是什么？
And you see that Luke wants us to know what is Paul's focus when he's before the sword.
他的关注是上帝给犹太人的应许，那个弥赛亚已经来了。
His focus is on the hope to Israel, the Messiah who has come.
而不是罗马刀剑对他的威吓。
It is not the threat of the Roman government.
也不是他要去抢政府的刀剑。
It's not that he's going to snatch the sword from the government.
比方说我们读的时候，哎呀，这保罗为什么不说这个？他上法庭绑了半天，最后这个开庭的事都没说。
Well, we said, why is it that until here he's still not standing trial before Caesar?
什么时候放了也不知道。
We don't even know when he was released.
你根据教会历史，你知道保罗被囚是在九后的六十到六二年。
And you know that according to church history, he was in prison from 69.
路加就是在这个六二年左右写的这个路加福音，哦、不是，对，路加福音和这个使徒行传。
And so in AD 62, Luke wrote this Luke and Acts.
那个时候正好他该释放了。
At that time, Paul was about to be released.
对，保罗是在几年以后再被殉道的。
Paul will then be martyred later on.
但路加只字不提。
But Luke never mentioned anything about his release.
为什么他这样做
？Why?
我觉得他这里就是要大声的几乎没有一点的笔墨说，罗马当局对他的判其实不关样。
And I think that he's here. Luke is saying that this judgment of Rome on Paul is not important.
他让初代的教会基督说，全人类的救主盼望在大君王耶稣基督已在天父的右边了。
And the greatest hope for the church beginning is that Lord Jesus Christ is at the right hand.
不是习近平，也不是川普。
It's not Chairman Xi. It's not President Trump.
你明白了吗？
Do you understand?
除非你明白这个当时的处境，你没法明白这个路加这么详细的描写。
If you don't know the situation, then you don't know why Luke left out that important part.
因为这个缘故，你会来转向来看究竟，那么我们应该转向什么呢？
Then you will see from there what should we turn towards.
如果教会不要刀剑的话，教会来做什么？
If church is not to take on the sword, then what is the church to do?
接下来你会看到教会开始发现上帝话语的威力。
And later on, you will realize that the church realized the power of the word.
请你看23到25节的前面部分。
In verses 23 to 25a,
再次跟犹太人约见，说来谈论上帝给以色列和人类的盼望。
He meets once again with the Jews to talk about the hope that God has given to mankind.
23节说，很多人来到保罗住的地方，然后从早到晚，保罗向他们做什么？传讲上帝的国。
And in verse 23, it says, many come to his lodging, and morning to evening, he expounded to them what? The kingdom of God. And trying to convince them about Jesus, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets. And verse 24, some believed and some did not believe, and they have disagreed, and they started disputing again. So how did Paul preach the coming of the kingdom of God? Using the Old Testament?
每一次话语和刀剑相交的时候，必然有人相信上帝的话，有人拒绝上帝的话。
So every time there's a clashing between the sword and the word, there will be some who believe in the word of God and some who
don't. 不怕这个威胁了哈，我的意思说，因为信主是有威胁的在当时。
Because believing in God at that time, there is a threat.
结果当他们有人信的时候，就是神的话语的能力胜过刀剑的时候。
So some who believe is when the power of the word overcome the power of the sword because they don't care about their lives anymore.
保罗作为加玛列门下的法利赛人，又变成了基督徒，跟随耶稣基督的。
As a Pharisee under Gamaliel and turning into Christianity following Christ.
他不是当时的这个分裂党，靠刀剑得胜的。
Paul is not a zealot who gains this victory from the Romans.
所以打开上帝当时的话，就是旧约摩西五经历史书先知书。
So he opened up the Old Testament at the time, Law of Moses and the Prophets.
论证说以色列的真正的盼望就是耶稣基督，他就是那弥赛亚。
And to convince them that the hope of Israel is Jesus, the Messiah.
有点像中国人说诸葛亮舌战群儒。
It's just like in Chinese, Zhuge Liang disputing with the rest.
Okay, it's hard.
Sages.
It's Three Kingdom time. Okay, that's the
三国时代。
Yeah. 所以其实保罗怎么做呢？他实际是跟随耶稣基督的。
So what did Paul do? He followed Jesus Christ.
你记得路加，同样路加写路加福音，对吧？
And you know that Luke wrote the Gospel of Luke as well.
在24章结束的时候有一段，我念给你。
In the end of verse chapter 24, there's this section.
44到47这样说。
In 24:44 to 47, it says this.
耶稣对他们说：“这就是我从前与你们同在，只是告诉你们的话。摩西的先知，摩西的律法、先知书和诗篇所记的，凡指的我的话，都必应验。”
And these are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled.
45节说，于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们明白圣经。
In 45, then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures.
又对他们说，照着经上所写，就是旧约，基督必受害，第三天从死里复活。
And he said to them, thus it is written according to the Old Testament, that is, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead. You see the relationship of the master and the disciple. And then in verse 47, and the repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations beginning from Jerusalem.
传道，传福音，传上帝的话。
What did he give to the church? To preach the gospel, preach the word of God.
所以耶稣是谁？ 保罗和耶稣自己都说得很清楚。
And so who Jesus is? Paul and Jesus, they clarify very clearly.
他就是上帝的道，上帝的话。
He is the word of God.
万物本的他所造，万物也依靠他，万物也靠他持立。 万物要接受他的审判。
And all things are made by him and for him and will be judged by him.
这位道，这个话成了人。
And this word has become flesh.
然后呢，虽然不信的犹太人和罗马兵丁把他杀了，我们现在在纪念，这个现在我们在大灾期里头，对吧？
Even though these unbelievers and the Jews have crucified him, we're remembering his death.
马上圣诞节、复活节要到了。And
then we're now coming to the Easter and the Good Friday.
你在思想圣餐的时候就更加的明白。And
when you think of the Lord's Supper, you understand even better.
还记得耶稣怎么说呢？
What did Jesus say?
那能杀身体不能杀灵魂的，你不用怕他。
That who can kill the body but not the soul, you do not have to fear him.
但你要怕谁呢?
But who are you to fear?
能把灵魂和身体一同灭掉的。
You are to fear the one who can kill both the body and the soul.
他在讲他自己讲上帝。
He is talking about God.
所以这是从死里复活的基督给人生命。
And so this resurrected Christ gives life to men.
这位升天掌权在天父右边的已经把上帝的国带到地上。
This one who is now at the right hand of God has brought the kingdom to this earth.
所以天上地下所有的权柄都赐给了他。
So all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him.
所以当有刀剑和这个人说，中国的家乡教会就说，不管怎么样，我到哪里，跨界跨省都是可以的，因为这是上帝给我们话语传讲的权柄。
And so when the sword come upon the church in China says, no matter where I go, I will preach the word. Because
上帝没有把这个给政府。
He has not given the power of the word to the government.
上帝他的话参与属灵征战的教会的根基就在于此。
And his word joining the expansion of the kingdom has its foundation here.
国度已经临到，人心没有办法靠物质的刀剑来征服。
And the kingdom has come, so the man will not be submissive under the sword.
但是当基督徒有勇气谦卑勇敢地传讲上帝的话的时候，
But when Christians preach the word of God boldly with courage,
人心就开始改变。
Then the heart, human hearts will change.
就有一个分化。
And there is a transformation.
有人听了信了。
And some have heard.
有人听了拒绝了。
And some have heard and believed.
即使在今天也是如此。
Even in today, it is the same.
如果你还是福音朋友，我不知道我们在中间有多少个。
If you are still seeking for the gospel, I don't know how many of us are here.
我不希望这么短的时间就能说服你，但是真的，我盼望你看到上帝话语的能力。
But I hope that you see the power of the word of God.
在基督教会，在信靠他的人身中是怎么样产生的
？And in Christianity, how this power is being fulfilled in the life of Christians.
让你更进一步相信这位复活的主，应该也是你的主宰。
And you are to take a step closer to believe that this resurrected Christ is your Lord as well.
是在这个万变的世界中的永远的盼望。
And he is the eternal hope in this ever-changing world.
如果你是基督徒的话，
If you are a Christian,
我希望你真的被主的灵激醒。
I hope that you will once again be awakened by the Spirit of the God of God.
不光相信耶稣基督在历史上是活了，
Not only believing that Jesus Christ lived historically,
然后升天了，
And that he's risen,
你还确信他在天父的右边来执掌王权。
But you believe that he is still with his dominion at the right hand.
从我们刚用七篇诗篇七十二篇来讲，从这海到那海，耶稣基督掌权。
We've prayed with Psalm 72 that from this sea to that sea, Jesus Christ reigns.
会唱那歌吗？日月所造，万国万民，对吧？就在唱诗篇七十二篇。你今天明白在天父右边掌权是什么意思
？You know what this reigning on the right hand of God, what it means?
他也掌管这个世界，掌管你的生命。
He's reigning over this world and over your life.
他今天是活着的。
He is living today.
他用上帝的话无时无刻地介入这个世界，也介入你我的生命。
And with this word, he comes into this world and into our lives.
基督徒有这个的话，就能活过来。
If we have this, then we can live.
好，我们继续向下看。
And we continue.
第二个，愿你的国降临。我们说。话语的威力继续在涨，继续跟刀剑在相交。
And we say that the word's power overcomes the sword's power continuously in this life.
第一个我会讲教会被掳，就教会往往会被刀剑恐吓，陷入一个不悔改的光景。
And so we will say that churches often fears of the power of the sword and they will not repent.
在二十五到二十九节，我来念一下，因为你可能是不熟悉这段经文。
In verses 25 to 28, I'll read here because you may not be familiar.
在他们散去之前，保罗说了一句话：圣灵借着以赛亚先知对你们先知所说的话。
And he says here, and the Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet.
他说，你去告诉百姓，他们听了又听，却不明白；看了又看，却不领悟。
Go to this people and say, you will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive.
因为这百姓心灵麻木，耳朵发背，眼睛昏花，以至于眼睛看不见，耳朵听不见，心里不明白，无法回心转意，得不到我的医治。
And so for this people's heart has grown dull with their ears they can barely hear and their eyes have closed lest they should see with their eyes they will not be healed.
所以你们当知道上帝的救恩已经传给了外族人他们也必听。
Therefore let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles they will listen.
听完保罗的话以后那些犹太人就回去了他们中间起了激烈的争论。
So after listening to Paul the Jews will return with great disputes among them.
这是在说什么
What is this saying?
保罗在这个聚会特别聚会结束的时候提到圣灵借着先知以赛亚五百年前对当时旧约离经叛道的犹太人的一个警告
And Paul
一个咒诅
concluded his conference with this quote from Isaiah 500 years ago to those who were unrepentant
因为当时他们跟外邦人这个联盟敬拜外邦的神
because at the time the Jews were in cahoots with the Gentiles and they were worshipping other gods
对上帝不忠
They are not faithful to God.
然后上帝就兴起更强大的外邦人，让他们受掳。
And God raised a greater pagan to exile them.
你可以看到他们还继续的心硬，不愿意悔改归向。
And you see their hearts are still dull and they do not want to repent.
所以这个时候保罗就开始说，他说这些不愿意归向的人呢，今天还存在在当时的教会，就是犹太人旧约的教会。
And Paul is saying that at that time, even then, there are still unrepentant people.
或者他说圣灵用以赛亚说，现在也对这些不归向耶稣的犹太旧约的剩下的这些人说，不相信耶稣是弥赛亚的犹太人说，你们还在咒诅之下。
And so the Holy Spirit who spoke to God and to Isaiah at that time also speaks to the Jews at the beginning of this church that they are unrepentant.
所以他说，现在我要到外邦人去传。每次保罗都是先在犹太会堂，然后到外邦人去。
So Paul says, I will go to the Gentiles. Every time he will come to the Jews, and then he will move to the Gentiles.
福音到了外邦，然后他们愿意听，跟整个犹太人是反过来的。
And to the Gentiles, they were willing to listen. Is opposite of the Jews.
好，明白这个，就对我们今天的北美的教会说什么
？And so understanding this, what does it mean to us here?
因为奥这旧约教会，它用在当时，它可以用在今天。
He said that it's applicable only to the church then, but it also applicable now.
北美教会一个大问题就是教会对圣灵的责备不听。
And the North American church has they do not listen to the rebuke of the Holy Spirit.
对上帝的话不顺。
They are not submissive to the word of God.
你不要以为都是美国教会，包括华人教会。
It's not just the American churches, but the Chinese churches too.
上帝必然会离弃这样的教会。
God will abandon such churches.
这是欧洲今天的光景。
This is the situation in Europe today.
美国会不会不其后尘？
Will America follow in its path?
如果你注重整个全球的基督教运动的时候，有一个事实。
If you look at the global movement of Christianity, there is a truth.
上帝正在把这些不太珍惜福音的东西拿开，给那些珍惜福音的地方。
And God is taking this gospel from a place where it is not being appreciated to a place where it is being appreciated.
分给亚洲人，分给非洲人，分给拉美人，基督教的中心在转移。
And the focus of Christianity is shifting to Asia, to South America, to Africa.
忠于圣经的基督教在美国的媒体和美国社会现在是不吃香的。
And so being a faithful Christian is no longer in thing in America.
比方说 ,LTGB 非常厉害。
For example, LGBT is very
他们会导致一些甚至是福音派的领袖开始接受他们的说法。
So even some evangelical
他听不进去神的话，他就该听他们的话。
So the evangelical preachers will actually listen to them instead of the word of God.
让他们说，哎，人生来都有倾向的，所以这种倾向，有的人男人就是爱男人，女人爱女人，男人同时爱女人和爱男人。OK.
So some of them say that everybody is born with a tendency, whether or not you're.
他说这个不是罪。
Man or female. He says
福音派的领袖会这么说。
Some evangelical leaders will say that.
难道耶稣没有说过吗？如果你心里跟一个不是你太太的人有念想的话，你就是犯了淫。
Did Jesus not say that if you commit adultery with another woman in your heart, you have committed adultery?
我在不是不再讲同性恋的问题，实际上你注意到吧
？He's not talking about homosexuality.
开始打折扣了。
They have made a discount.
在奥兰多有一个电台叫 Three Wise Men.
And in Orlando, there's a radio station called Three Wise Men.
你们知道哈，一个是所谓的基督徒牧师，一个犹太的拉比，还有一个穆斯林的阿訇。
There's a so-called pastor, a rabbi, and a Muslim
imam. 那三方都谈宗教比较，都谈他们的共同之处。
And three of them always compare the similarities.
你知道我不是希望有宗教战争哈，不是要打他们谈很好。
They have good discussions. I don't want to have like a religious war.
我讲的宗教的是身体的战争哈，这个刀剑不是给我们的。
Is this not for us to do?
但是他们基本上呢，不谈他们中间的差异。
But they don't basically talk about the differences.
哦，谈他们关系很好。
They have very good relations.
好像他们真的是和谐的。
It's as though they are in peace, at peace with one another.
其实基督教跟其他的宗教比较的时候，甚至是跟一神论的犹太教和穆斯林的这个伊斯兰教都有一个重要的分水岭。
And even when we compare this monotheistic religion of Christianity with the Jews and the Muslims, there's an important distinction.
就在于我们的上帝成为人死了活了，他今天在天父的右边治理万有。
That is our God.
将来还要再来。
Incarnated as flesh, coming to this earth, died, resurrected, and is at the right hand of God and coming again.
除此之外，他给了一个重要的区别，就是圣父、圣子差遣圣灵，然后漠视了圣道，一个无误的上帝的话给了教会。
And also he has the Father and the Holy Spirit, the Father and the Son sent the Spirit, and he's given to the Word to the.
这跟犹太人只有旧约没新约不一样。
So the Jews only have the Old Testament without the New Testament.
也跟穆斯林把新旧约改了不一样。
And it's different from Muslims who changed the Old and the New Testament.
所以这是话语的权威，来自于圣经上帝的启示。
This is the power of the Word coming from the revelation of God.
所以当我们今天的教会，包括我们 OCECC 的会众。
So when today our church, including the congregants of OCECC,
对圣灵的责备，对上帝话语的权威不尊重的时候，
when we do not respect the power of the word of God,
不信服福音真道的时候，
if we do not believe in the gospel,
不认真的思想圣餐，
if we do not truly contemplate on what the Lord's Supper,
奉献是什么意思，
what coming to this corporate worship or even offering, what it really means,
对传福音，对个人的见证，在世上做光做盐，不在意的话。
And if we are not, we don't care about being the salt and light on this earth.
失去公义没有饶恕的话，
and there is no, if we lost our usefulness,
彼此不能够相爱的话，
and we cannot love one another,
我告诉你，这个人生和这个社会很快地走下坡路。
And then our lives and this society will go downward from there.
因为教会怎么样，社会就会怎么样。
Because how the church is reflects how the society is.
但是反过来，
but reflect going the opposite direction.
如果教会越忠于上帝的话语，依靠圣灵的话呢？
If the church is faithful to his word and relying on the Holy Spirit,
却有能力继续的胜过刀剑的 power 能力。
There will be power to overcome the sword continuously.
如果你来回想保罗的一生，在他两年的艰难时期里面，
if you think of Paul's these 2 years of difficulties in his life,
最能证明圣道和圣灵的能力与见识，就是在圣灵的光照下，他写了监狱书信。
And so in this, in under the illumination of the Holy Spirit, he wrote his epistles.
我知道你不太在乎这个。
Perhaps you don't really.
但是真的就是在这两年监狱的时间，他写了以弗所书、腓立比书、哥林多，而不是哥罗西书和腓立门书。
So in the prisons, he has written these epistles to the Colossians, Ephesians, and Timothy's pastorals.
No, not Timothy. That's the thing. The Philemon. Yeah.
Philemon, sorry.
Philemon. 你看到这些因着这个书信的传讲，然后教会更加的丰盛。
Because of the preaching of these epistles, the church grew.
那里都会讲神的道不能够捆绑。
And over there, you will say that the word of God is not bound.
一定要有人传呢。
But there must be someone who preach.
如果教会领袖被捆绑，被刀剑捆绑，这个话就不出来。
If the leadership of the church is bound by the sword, then the word does not come out.
我只举一个例子。
I'll give you an example.
在以弗所书，他讲论的国度福音应用的时候，前面三章讲很多福音，然后后面讲福音的应用。
And so in Ephesians, the first 3 chapters talk about a lot of indicatives of the gospel and then a lot of applications.
他讲到教会的合一，接着讲基督徒各种各样的关系。
And then he talked about unity of the church and then all kinds of relationships for the Christians.
婚姻呢，基督徒家庭呢，亲子关系啊，公司中老板上级的关系啊。
So he talked about marriage between in the family relationships and relationship in the workplace.
但保罗到最后他还有末了的话。
But Paul at the end he has these words of ending.
他有一个重要的冲突在那里，你们一定要注意。这一切关系出问题跟这后面有关系。
And so everything will is important at this very end.
他在十节到十七节，我念一些重要的地方。他说：“我末了还有话，就是你们要靠的主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强人。”
And in 6:10, it says this: Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might.
穿戴上帝所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the whole armor of God, then you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil.
他开始要描述这个你的什么是这些武器了。所以你要站稳了，用真理当带子束腰。
And then he described all these things. You have to stand firm with the
truth of the battle.
Truth of the battle.
然后用公义当护襟，护襟来护胸。
And then put on the breastplate of righteousness.
用平安的福音当做预备走路的鞋穿的脚上。
And shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace.
信德做盾牌，然后可以歼灭恶者的火箭。
And then take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming darts.
戴上救恩的盔，靠着圣灵的宝剑，就是上帝的道。
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
包括他被囚的一个保罗能够有传福音的能力、勇气。
And then to pray that even this prisoner Paul may have this courage to preach the gospel.
你为我们的牧师长老讲道祷告吗？
Because our pastors, elders, do you pray for them?
他不是天然，他跟你一样是血肉之躯。
They are natural man, just like you.
他讲道的能力除了跟他的近前生活有关，跟你们祷告有关系。保罗这样的人都说。
The power of preaching is not just to his spiritual individual disciplines, but according to your prayer as well.
但是我要你注意的是另一点。
But I want you to pay attention to something else.
所有人都说，在这些基督徒的装备里头都是防卫武器，只有一个是进攻的。
And all this equipping, armor is all defensive. Only one offensive weapon.
哪一个？圣灵的宝剑就是上帝的话。
And that is the sword, which is the word of God.
圣道和圣灵在这里紧密的、不可分的连在了一起。
And so here, the word and the spirit is joined together.
我们教会在周三经常为中国和普世，受逼迫的教会祷告。
And on Wednesday night, we normally pray for those who are persecuted in the world.
然后在这个上个月的话，中国开始新的宗教条例。
And last month, the Chinese have started these new regulations.
所以有人就来评估政府可能企图形式一个新的三字的运动。
And so the government may start this new three self movement.
就是换句话说，凯撒的刀剑的疆域要跟基督话语的权威在较量，对不对？这个疆界从来不那么清楚。
And here we see that the sword of the government is coming against the word of the Bible again.
中国的大陆教会该怎么做
？What should the church in China do?
他们真是需要圣道和圣灵的引导。
They really need the guidance of the word and the spirit.
教会领袖要非常清楚的基督论和教会论连在一起。
And they need this clear ecclesiology and the idea of the Holy Spirit.
这要明白上帝给我们教会的重要的权柄是话语。
And to understand that the power of the church is the word.
公共敬拜的权利，活泼的祷告生活。
And this lively prayer life and to have corporate worship together.
耶稣说他的教会是建立他的圣道，是阴间的权柄不能胜过。
And so Jesus Christ says his authority is on this word and the power of the Hades will not overcome it.
教会的权柄和政府的权柄是不一样的。
The power of
一个是刀剑，一个是话语。
The power of the church and the power of the government is different. One is word, the other is sword.
从理论上很清晰，在应用的时候真不容易。
Theoretically, it's very clear, but it's hard to apply.
历史上有很多错误，比如说天主教的政教合一。
And there's all kinds of mistakes. For example, the fusing of church and state.
从这一点上呢，我觉得我们应该非常感恩，让 Billy Graham 生在这个美国。
And from this perspective, we want to give thanks that Billy Graham is born in America.
他可以跟很多的总统，从天主教的、基督教都可以做朋友，但是他的主要的经历是传。
And he could be friends with many presidents and so on, but his primary task is to preach
the gospel. 他去北韩去中国的目的不是只是跟他们搞什么好关系。
He going to North Korea is not just to have good relationship with them.
His crusade is the power of the word.
这是神话语的力量。
我觉得他真的从这个角度说蛮伟大的。你可以对他很多东西不同意，他的个人的人生进前和他对传福音的这个使命的紧握。
You can disagree many things with him, but his conviction to preach the gospel is something that we should respect.
你还记得吗？这个奴仆的君王在两千年前降临在这个世界上。
And do you remember this servant king come onto this earth 2,000 years ago?
没有一兵一卒，经过三百年的时间，却降服了强大的罗马帝国。
And he did not use a single soldier, but in 300 years he submit the whole Roman government is.
虽然耶稣基督教会有不尽人意的地方
，even though there is many things that is wrong,
但是归向基督、寻求能力、盼望。圣灵引导的人不断地来到他的教会中。
But those who are looking for the Spirit and who wants this new life keeps coming adding on into his church.
这些接受耶稣基督名的人，就是能够面对人生中的罪、死亡、疾病、家庭的工作。
And those who believe in the name of Jesus Christ can face with the difficulties of their life and their work.
无论生活怎么样，每周有固定的敬拜。
No matter how hard it is, they have this fixed time of worship.
固定的聚集。
Fixed time of gathering.
不是只是神跟你个人读经在一起。
It's not just you.
那个重要。
Not just you and God,
但是在一起非常重要。
But corporately joining together is very important.
所以他们甚至把一些个人的生活都改变公众的了。
So they changed their individual lives to becoming a more corporate nature.
比如说婚礼和葬礼变成敬拜。
So for example, marriage and funeral becomes worship.
他们要尊重的天上的耶稣基督是这个大君王。
They want to honor this Jesus Christ as the true great king.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我不知道你的盼望在哪里。
Dear brothers and sisters, I don't know where your hope lies.
但是我可以很清楚地告诉你。
But I can tell you clearly.
这个日不落帝国不是过去的英国。
And this empire that doesn't have the rising, that doesn't have the setting sun is not British Empire.
也不是现在的美国。
It is not America now.
也不会是将来的中国。
It will not be the China in the future.
因为耶稣基督国度才是从这暗到那暗名副其实的日不落帝国。
Because the kingdom of God, of Jesus Christ, is the true empire that will not have a rest.
他有20亿的信徒在全球的每一个地方。的聚集就是这个国度的一个彰显。
And as 2 billion people gathering together to worship him, it is the manifestation of this kingdom.
我们看到基督的死复活升天掌权是划时代的。
And so we see that this death, resurrection, ascension of Jesus Christ has changed the world.
看到圣灵使用使徒在第一世纪在教会身上做的工作是划时代。
And so also in the work of the apostles in the first generation church has changed the world.
因为他们领受了直接领受圣灵的启示，末世的圣经。
Because they received the revelation from God and wrote the Bible.
今天的教会同时有了圣道和圣灵。
And today the church has this word and spirit as well.
就有了这个君王的同在。
So have this presence of the king with them.
教会的权威不来自于其他地方。
The authority of the church does not come elsewhere.
教会的权威不来自于牧师，也不来自教会自己，是只有依靠圣灵和忠于无误的话的宣讲和顺服的时候。
And so authority doesn't come from the pastor or the church, but when we submit to the word and spirit.
那个 obedience, the growing will come.
这个顺服和这个成长就会随即来临。
这个复兴就可以来到。
And this revival will come.
才能够胜过刀剑和弯曲背义的时代。
Then we can overcome the sword and this distorted age.
啊，我是这样来鼓励我们的美国教会的。
And I encouraged our American church.
我说他们太胆小了。
They are too timid.
你在有些事情都是政治正确。
And some things there is just wrong.
因为他们不愿意失去一些东西。
They do not want to let go of something.
我们在美国久了也会一样。
In America, if you're long here, you have the same tendency.
好，有了这个的，我们要来看话语的威严怎么样给我们的盼望是真实的。
Finally, we want to see how this word gives us true hope.
因为天父右边的耶稣基督真的在命令他的教会。
Because the Jesus at the right hand of God is really commanding.
要在全地做见证。
He is to make all his witnesses in all the earth.
直到上帝的国度完全来到，直到话语的威严完全胜过刀剑的势力。
Until the kingdom of God comes truly, and all the power of the word overcomes the sword truly.
我让你再听一下今天结束那段经文。
And let's read this last section of the scripture today.
第三十到三十一这样说，后来保罗租了一间房在那里住了整整两年，凡接待所有到访的人。
And in verse 30, he lived there 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him.
他勇敢地传讲上帝的国，教导有关主耶稣基督的事，没有任何的拦阻。
Proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance.
还记得《使徒行传》开始的时候吗？
You remember how Acts started?
一章三节。
1:3.
他受害之后，用许多的凭据，他活活地显给众使徒，然后40天之久向他们显现，述说上帝的国。
And when he is resurrected, he appeared to his disciples, and he teached them for 40 days.
使徒行传的一头一尾，一尾一头。
And so, from the beginning and the end of Acts.
路加要提醒我们什么？
What was Luke trying to remind us of?
当年的使徒没有辜负耶稣基督的使命。
The apostles did not abandon the vision that has been given to them.
从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做基督的见证。
So from Jerusalem to Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth, there were witnesses.
使徒真的到了当时的。地极罗马帝国的心脏传讲福音。
The apostle has truly go to the end of the earth at that time in Rome.
熟悉旧约的人都知道，地极就是耶和华没有掌权的地方，或者从新约来说，耶稣基督的名没有被传扬、没有被顺服的。
And the ends of the world is the place where the kingdom of God is not preached.
他们都知道上帝永远是从天上，永远到永远掌权。
They know that God is reigning in heaven forever and ever.
他说这个弥赛亚来临的时候，万国要来叩拜他。
And when this Messiah comes, all nations
will come. 万国要来朝见他。
All nations will come and bow down to him.
所以当初的教会，初代教会读到这个三十一节的时候，跟我们完全不一样。
So when the early church read verse 31, it's totally different from what we're experiencing.
强大的罗马帝国，你都看过那时候很多对罗马帝国的片子，对不对？
You've seen many documentaries on the Roman Empire.
他们的 sword 是很厉害的，刀剑。
They have a powerful sword.
但是保罗在这个时候就他们看到说，这个被软禁的保罗在强大的首都里能够传上帝的话。上帝的国讲耶稣基督跟他的连接竟然不管有没有勇气而竟然没有人来制止。
And Paul, who is under house arrest, can preach this gospel of the kingdom in the heart of Rome with all boldness and without hindrance.
换句话说，三十一节是非常有强力的话。
In other words, verse 31 is a very powerful verse.
你可以想象这些受逼迫的教会的心态吗？
You can imagine all those who are being persecuted what they're thinking.
被绑了还可以讲。
They're bounded, but they can still.
他们兴奋和被安慰的程度吗
？Their excitement.
我知道对你们来说很难。
To us, it's very hard.
这是上帝在初代教会的作为。
This is what God did to the early century church.
看到上帝的国度真的到了地极。
They see that the kingdom of God truly comes to the ends of the earth.
我也祈求上帝让我们美国的教会也看到。
We pray that the church in America can see it too.
虽然真正信服福音的教会，信靠话语的上教会，可能被边缘化。
Even though the one who truly holds on faithfully to the word of God may be marginalized,
真教会被攻击
may be attacked.
但是上帝透过他的道，就是他的话
，by God through His word,
透过他活的耶稣基督，透过圣灵在我们心中做见证
，through the living Jesus Christ in His Spirit, He's testifying in our hearts.
这一切是真的。
All these are true.
不仅如此
，not only so,
这个帝国建立，不仅如此，这个帝国在成长。
And this kingdom is not just being inaugurated, but it is growing.
这个帝国在不同的人群中间，在我们这一代、下一代人中间传扬。
And this kingdom is being proclaimed not just in our generation, but generations to come.
你看，我们今天周报有一个我们的孩子要去参加短宣，他曾经参加过我们的短宣，然后现在要在大学参加短宣。我们很多的下一代在不同的教会里都来侍奉。
And there are many generations from us, from our church, who are going for mission trips and joining service.
这是上帝国度继续向地极伸延的一个见证。
This is a witness of the kingdom of God expanding on this earth.
我知道，虽然你看到神的话，但是你觉得这个很难相信，这个世界太乱。
And even though when you see the word of God and you compare it to the world, it's hard to believe. Which world will win?
因为回到使徒行传开始的时候，门徒就问主啊，你是复兴以色列的时候吗？
If you go back to the beginning of Acts, the disciples ask, is this the time that you revive the kingdom?
耶稣基本的回答是这个。
And Jesus is this answer.
不是，你不要管时间的问题，那是天父的事儿。
You don't have to care about the time. Is that that's the matter of
God. 你们的任务是聚焦在全地做我的见证，传讲上帝的话。
But your focus is to be my witnesses on this earth.
你们能力是圣灵降在你们身上。
And the power of the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
你知道2018年会继续像我们今天的主席说的，是一个动荡的一年。
And so, in 2018 is a year of turbulence.
世界各地的人都会有不同的理由来聚集，盼望他们的民族国家复兴。
And every people of all nations will gather together, hope that nations will be revived.
他们的城市复兴。
We hope that the cities will be revived.
似乎有一种力量来逆转过去的所谓几十年的这个全球化。
To turn back this idea of globalization.
这个世界更加地缘化、地域化。
And so this will be.
不同的文明 ，I mean they more local.
More localized instead of.
不同的文明、文化、宗教。的这个冲突更加的激烈。
So that all these differences in culture will be pronounced.
我想起1996年，我哈佛的这个教授哈宁顿写了一本书，叫《文明的冲突与世界的秩序重建》。
In 1996, when this professor who wrote this book, Clash of Civilizations and the Remaking of World Order.
他当时把六大的文明，甚至加了几个文明，就是包括印度的文明、伊斯兰的文明、东正教、中华、日本、西方。
And he compared all this civilization, including India, China, Eastern Orthodox, and all kinds of culture.
他说这有可能文明和战争的冲突会发生。
And he says there may be this culture and this.
90年代。
In 90s, in the culture war may happen.
真的，你后来看现在真是这样。
And then you see it is truly happening now.
所以他真的有一种所谓的先知的能力。
He has this prophetic vision.
但是我要问的是更重要。
But what I want to ask is more important.
究竟什么样的文明能够主宰到最后？
What kind of culture can last forever?
哪一样的能力能够聚集天下？
Which power can gather all under the heaven?
你相信最后的赢家是圣道吗？
Do you believe that the final victor is the word?
是圣灵的能力吗？
It is the power of the Holy Spirit.
还是刀剑？
Or is it sword?
还是世俗的思想？
Or is it secular thinking?
记得耶稣怎么样说呢？
What did Jesus say?
你们要等待圣灵降临在身上，你们就得到能力。
You have to wait for the Holy Spirit to come upon you and you have power.
教会的人其实很软弱的人，不是我们。
The church has very weak people.
我也一样。
We are the same.
记得路加接下来又怎么说呢？
You remember what Luke said later?
在结束的时候，他勇敢地传讲上帝的国，教导有关耶稣基督是没有任何拦阻。
He says that he preached the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance.
换句话说，上帝话语的作为在耶稣基督里开始一个新的创造。
In other words, the action of the word in Jesus Christ is new again.
揭开新的一页，就是我们今天上的真正永久的复兴。
It starts this new epoch, this real eternal revival.
这跟我们习主席讲的中华民族最伟大的复兴开始了，不一样。
It's different from what our chairman see about the greatest revival happening.
跟我们的川普总统大谈 "Make America Great Again" 也不一样。
It's different from what Trump says, "Making America Great Again."
这是对整个死亡阴间的权势之下人类的一个福祉，一个大福。
This is the great authority over the death and of mankind.
这个复兴一定是圣道和圣灵的工作在一起。
This revival is the work of the Word and
Spirit. 改革宗教会注重圣道，但是不重圣灵。
And the Reformed Church focused on the Word, but not much on the Spirit.
然后所谓的灵恩派的，只有圣灵不知道做些什么样的事情，跟圣道没有关系。
And the Charismatic focus on the Spirit, but has nothing to do with the Word.
使徒现在说得很清楚，以赛亚，圣灵借着以赛亚说什么？
But here
圣道和圣灵在一起。
Here it says the Holy Spirit teach Isaiah to write, and so the Spirit and the Word are together.
靠着上帝的恩典，我们可以确信，这个力量是整合世界的。
And by this grace of of God,
不是刀剑。
That this strength can gather the world. It has a recreative power.
让教会先进入将来的时代。
So that the church can now enter into the end age.
见证基督的公义良善，能够抑制邪恶，建立一个新的文化。
So that the righteousness and the justice of Christianity can.
也要存到永永远远的世界。
Because this kingdom will last forever.
这个国度不属于哪一个国家、哪一个民族，它属于万国万民。
This kingdom is not to a certain country, but it's to all the people and all the nations.
主耶稣基督，上帝。热心要成就这事。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is zealous to accomplish.
耶稣什么时候来？
When will Jesus come again?
我们教会肯定不是异端，我们不知道。
We must say we don't know.
但是保罗给罗马的书信结束的时候怎么问安的？
But how did Paul greet them at the end of Romans?
他说要快来了。
He says he's coming soon.
这是2000年前哈。赐平安的上帝快要将撒旦建他在你们脚下，愿我们主耶稣基督恩常与你们。
And the God of peace will soon crush Satan under his feet. May the Lord.
现在正是教会用上帝的道和圣灵把魔鬼踩在他的脚下的时候。
This is the time when the church used the power of the word to stump Satan under our feet.
上周我去美国教会，他们就问我说，两千两百年以前哈，中国属于地级，那都是改革宗很好的牧师，都是问这种问题。 地级之处嘛， 200年前就是福音没听到的嘛。
200 years ago, China is a place where it's unreached.
那今天的基督徒中国的人数和质量如何？
But what is the nature and the character of the Christians today in China?
那我就用这个杨凤岗牧师，这个教授，他是普渡的一个教授，然后呢，他基于美国的 Pew Research 2011年的一个研究，也就是说，知道现在中国基督徒人数大概 5%。
So I use this quote from this doctor in Pew Research Center about the statistics of Christians.
也就是说，中国的基督徒大概是8000万到1亿的样子。
So in China, it's about 8 million to 800 million
and point $1 billion.
$800 million to
one billion.
Point one billion.
Yeah, not that. Okay. 然后呢，他很有意思，他用了就中国过去100年的史料来算三种增长率。
And so he used three numbers to count this growth in China for the past 10 years.
也就是最好的时候是10%的增长，从1980年到那个2010年。
So
from 20年的增长很快，10%的增长。
1980s to about 2000 is about 10% growth.
我们教会是在这个时候产生的哈。
Our church was grown then at the time.
那么还有7%，这个增长。
And then 7% of growth as well.
这是49年到文革的后期这一段，7%的增长。
So from 1949 to about the end of Cultural Revolution,
那个最糟的时期就是6%的增长，是战乱、二战、内战的时候。
So and 6% growth happened in the war, civil war, and in the second World War II.
他最后说，他说采用如果用50年以来的这个7%的增长率，你猜中国教会将来会是怎么样？他如果圣灵的工作没有战争的话，是这样。
Now if you continue with 7% growth and you just guess how much Christians there will be in China.
他说 2020年的时候，中国的人数呢，基督徒应该是1.1亿基督徒。
So in 2020, the number of Christians will be 10 billion, no,
0.11 billion.
Yeah,
yeah. 然后到2030年的时候呢，要增加到2亿2400万。
And in 2030, it will be 0.22 billion.
几乎是美国的1/3人口。
It's almost 2/3 of the American population.
它是按照中间的这个算的。
Is according to these averages.
当然你不用完全相信这个数字，但是你知道这是圣灵的一个工作。
You don't have to believe these numbers, but you know that this is the work of the Spirit.
今天现代的普世宣教的教会都必须依赖话语的能力和圣灵的能力，向地级来传福音。
And all the churches today have to rely on the power of the word and the spirit to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
扩展上帝的国度，把福音的未得之地和未得之民带进来。
To expand the kingdom of God so that those who are unreached may be brought into his kingdom.
北美有一个教会之堂网络，名字叫X29。
And so there is this church planting network in America called X29.
这个很有意思啊，不是说圣经又加了一章，《使徒行传》变有29章了。
It's not that there's another chapter of Acts.
他们在讲我们到地级的延伸的过程。
He's saying our expansion of to the ends of the earth.
从这角度来说，每一个教会、每一间、每一个个人、每一个宗派都要问自己，哪里是我们的地级。
And so from this perspective, all the churches and all the denomination have to ask, where is this ends of the earth for us?
全球不同的族群。
All kinds of people over the world.
即使华人就有不同的。
Even within China, there's a great diversity.
Chinese, yeah. 然后呢，不同的非华人呢？
And what about non-Chinese?
非亚裔呢？
About non-Asians?
我们中间就有很多非亚裔的人在。
We have many non-Asians among us today.
换句话说，就是基督的名没有被传讲、没有被听到的地方，应该是地级之处。
In other words, this end of the earth is the place where the word of God is.
只是一个超然的属灵征战的过程。
It is a supernatural war that we're fighting.
你没有办法依赖自然来做，不付代价是不可能赢这个战争的。
You cannot rely on natural power, and if you don't pay a price, it will not be accomplished.
对于我们来说，活在美国。
To us living in America,
有时候有点沮丧。Sometimes
it's a bit depressing.
看见我们的文化不断地向世俗势力、暴力、色情泛滥。
We see that our culture is going more and more against Christianity.
哎呀，我们跟欧洲是那么的近，跟得那么快，跟那么紧。We're
coming very fast after Europe.
我们为这间教会感恩，参加普世的华人宣教。And
we give thanks for this church that they partake in this missions in China.
单数年我们都去中国一下。And
we
做短宣。
Every 2 years we go to China for missions.
那双数年我们能做什么呢？
What do we do in the years that we don't go?
为什么夏天不到北美做些宣教呢？
Why do we not have some missions in China, in America?
为什么不继续的在没有教会的地方开始教会呢
？Why don't we continue to plant?
这么多的神学生哈
，We have so many seminary students.
我们自身的教会要不要突破呢
？Should we break through from this bottleneck?
没有足够的教室，牧师也没有办公室。
Perhaps we don't even have classrooms or an office for the pastor.
在奥兰多地区有多少没有听到福音的话语
？And there are so many Asians here in Orlando who have not heard the gospel.
总之来说，地极之处就在我们周围。
And so we can say the ends of the earth is just around us as well.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
因为神话语的威力在两千年前已经决定性的胜过了刀剑的势力。
Because the word's power has decisively overcome the sword's power.
因为话语的威严已经继续在新约的教会历史上胜过刀剑。
And the word's power is continually overcoming the sword's power.
因为这个话语的威力总有一天要完全的胜过刀剑的势力。
And because this word's power will overcome the sword's power completely one day.
我要问你，你愿意降服吗
？Now I want to ask you, are you willing to submit?
加入上帝在基督里这个绝不会失败的终极计划里。
To join in this plan that will never fail, the plan of God.
愿意吗
？Are you willing?
在上个月，我们这个第三千禧年庆祝这个二十周年。
Last month, our third mill has celebrated the 20th anniversary.
我们到 Winter Park 去，然后邀请我们教会很多参与这个侍奉的人，不过来的人很少，因为太忙了。
We invited many who are.
饭食很好的。
We invited many in Winter Park for those who join us, but not many turn up.
但是呢，那天晚上我们回顾了这个第三千禧年如何从一九九八年。像个种子般的一个神学意向开始。
But we reminded ourselves how we started off 1998 as just like a small place to have theological education.
圣道教育面向全球免费共享。
And to have this theological education for the world for free.
那是我们教会刚刚开始啊，然后我在第三千禧年打工，然后在教会干活。
That time our church started, I was working in Third Mill and I'm working in the church.
那时候是在 Richard Pratt 他们的那个客厅开始工作。
And we started off in the living room of Richard Pratt.
到今天我们这五种的核心语言已经发展到十八种。
And now from these five core languages, we have developed 18 languages.
覆盖六个大洲。
And to all six continents.
三百多个教授团。
And 300.
不光是北美的，有其他国家的。
And many other professors who join us together.
有九千万的人在做一般的学习者，就是偶然看一下。
And there's 90 million who view them or to take some classes with it.
有七十万的人认真。每周至少学一到两个小时。我们教会有这样一群人，对不对
？And there's 700,000 of people who are really serious about learning it once to 2 hours a week.
当我看完这个短片的我们发展时间轴的时候，我心里真的说这是一个神迹。
So when I saw this,
真的是一个神迹。
Recounting this grace, my heart, I said, this is a miracle.
上帝从无都有开始一间教会，开始一个机构。
And God created nothing, something out of nothing.
所以那天呢，有人就问 Richard， 以前经常问我们总，他说你做第三千禧年，我知道给其他的原作很好，你有没有一点私心呢？
So we asked Richard Pratt, you're doing third mill is very good, but do you have some selfish desire in there?
他说我当然有，当然有。
He says yes, of course.
他说呢，如果上帝没有怜悯美国，这个国家真的变成了，将来变成了今天的欧洲。
If God has no mercy on America, it will become like Europe in the future.
他放中国人、非洲人、拉美人到这里，向我们的后代、我们的后代的后代传福音。
And I want those people who are in Europe, in Africa, America, to come to America to preach the gospel.
然后他分享了一个。电影我就去看这个电影。
So after he shared about this movie, I went.
Darkest Hour 就是丘吉尔在二战的时候，临危被任命作为首相，要对抗纳粹。
And I went to watch this movie, Darkest Hour.
你知道这个是中间会讲他那个著名的演讲，对吧
？You know that he has this very famous speech in it.
他说我们要在沙滩战，要在这个土地战，要在田野战到街道战。
He says that we shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the landing grounds, and we shall fight in the fields and in the streets.
但是我们从来不投降。
But we shall never surrender.
但是后面的我都不记得。
But I don't remember what after that.
他说后面继续，他说在这个时候我不会相信英国会完蛋，被这个纳粹吃掉或者吞并。
And says that even if at this moment I do not for a moment believe this island or large part of it were subjugated and starving by the nations.
但是如果真是那样的事情发生的话
，But even if those things happen，
仍然不是这个英国大英帝国灭亡的时候。
It is not the time of the British Empire being demolished.
他说那些海岛，我们的殖民地都会重新兴起，从那个新的世界来救这个旧的世界。
And our islands in the Commonwealth will come into this new world to help us.
啊，我就说对呀，这个就是其实我们在做这件事，就是说，如果你把这件事情老殖民地和新殖民地从上帝眼光来看，上帝开始建立教会就是地上的殖民地。
Now, if we see it from the idea of the Commonwealth, then God creating this kingdom of earth is the Commonwealth here.
上帝的国度远远大于当今的美国。
The kingdom of God is greater than America today and all other countries. Even as America continues to go downward, by God will raise up his people from the rest of the world to come back to this place and to proclaim his dominion from this
city.
This is the hope of the American church. That is why we don't have international but also local mission.
东方不亮, 西方亮,
it's not just the
nation.
May the Lord bless his church. Let's pray.
天父,
oh Lord, we give thanks to you. We know the authority and power of your word. And the miraculous works of your spirit. Help us to submit to you in our daily tasks. Even from our very minute things.
但是大处的着眼,
and so we have this great vision that even from small things will start.
看到这个全球的帝国就是上帝的国在拓展的时候,
and we see this kingdom of God continue to expand on this earth. Our hearts will not be hopeless. And when we join in the mission, we will have strength. Help our first generation of immigrants and our children. Help their children. That they know the Lord Jesus is Lord. That the ultimate goodness is not apart from him. Pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.